We're back on our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Bowling Green holds on to beat San Jose State 85-79. Joining us now on the Wood County Hospital postgame show, head coach Michael Huger. And coach, you guys really came out of the gate strong, built a 20-point lead. Talk about the game up to that point. You guys really had a lot of things going well to build that big lead.
Oh, yeah. We were getting stops on defense and was able to get out in transition. You know, they didn't hit any shots early on in the game. And, you know, we were able to take advantage of that in our transition.
Conversely, then, in the second half, that big lead started to get knocked down by San Jose State. Was it something they changed or something you stopped doing that allowed the Spartans to get back in the game?
We stopped playing defense. We relaxed, and they got into a rhythm and got comfortable and started to knock down shots. Wellage knocked down some big shots. Bowerman knocked down some big shots as well. Once you let guys like that get hot and get feeling good about themselves, and you know, you're in for a long night, and that's where we were tonight.
One area where you had the better of it tonight, the turnovers. You forced 17. You turned those into 14 points, and as it turned out, you needed most of them. Your defense able to force some key turnovers, and then the other part of that, converting.
Yes. You know, the thing we're trying to get is consistent on the defensive end and, you know, playing it for 40 minutes. We'll play it in spurts, but not the whole game, and we were able to force some turnovers and convert those into points, and we needed everything. We needed everything tonight. You know, all the guys contributed, and, you know, it was a good win for us.
And while you can look at the fact that the big lead got whittled down to two on a couple of occasions, your team most of the time this year, including tonight, in the final couple of minutes, found a way to get the bucket you needed and a few stops, and you end up winning the game. So from that standpoint, this team continues to usually get the job done in that situation.
Yes, but I would rather turn a 14-point lead into a 20-point lead and not a 14-point lead into a 4-point lead. So those are the things we got to work on. You know, we're still a very young team, and we're learning how to win close games. I do like that, but I don't want to be in close games like this every night. You know, is this you know, you got to capitalize on what you're building, and, you know, down in Boys Creek, the same thing. Two games, we built a 14-point lead and a 12-point lead, and, you know, we wind up squeaking the win out at the end. So, you know, I would rather us learn how to finish, you know, better, and especially get off to a better start in the second half. And, you know, it's something that we have to work on.
Clearly, your offense, you've been able to get scoring from a number of sources throughout the year. Tonight, you had four guys in double figures and another guy with nine from your starting lineup. So you continue to be able to get offense really from all five guys on the season.
Oh, yeah, we can score, and that's the thing we always talk about. We have enough to score. We're averaging 84 points up from 72 last year. So, you know, that's a big jump in scoring, but now we have to get better defensively. And, you know, they were big. They're not the typical teams that we'll play. So they were very, very big and physical, and, you know, we were able to match that physicality, but we still gave up 16 offensive rebounds, which is way too many. And, you know, we just got to, you know, be physical and match that. But we're learning lessons in winning. So, you know, you'll take that any day.
And clearly Justin Turner rediscovered his shooting touch. We talked over the weekend. He looked a little rusty with his shot after missing the one game with the ankle problem. But 5 of 7 from distance tonight. 27 points, another big game from JT.
Oh, yeah, he was huge. He did a very good job on guarding Wellage, who's 6'9", you know, playing the 3 to 4, and he did a real good job, especially at the end, and limited his touches and the shots, the clean looks that he was getting. So I think he played the whole second half, and, you know, I try to give him some minutes and get him some subs, but, you know, he was playing such good defense that it was hard to do.
Coach, before I let you go, a double-double for DiMaggio Wiggins, 17 points, 12 rebounds, added 4 steals. And there was a sequence late in the game where he got a deflection at one end and then a jam at the other end, and that really sparked you late. Huge back-to-back plays for DiMaggio.
Oh, he was big tonight, and, you know, I just want him to be that way every night. You know, don't take nights off, and be able to bring that type of energy and intensity every night. He was very good defensively, and he was very good offensively. And that's, you know, 17 going against a double team. So that's a very good night.
Coach, always good to win on the home floor in front of the home fans. We'll take it on down to Norfolk on Saturday.
Yep. Thank you very much.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us. BG 85, San Jose State 79.